Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworksIreland.ie/movetogas.
Now, this is the item we warned you about earlier, as I said. Now, just in case little ears are listening at home. Now, on September the 29th, Shainey Marie will be staging a workshop in Killorgan, County Kerry. Among other things, Shainey is a sex witch. Shainey, good afternoon to you.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks very much for talking to us today. tell us what is... I know you are many things, and we'll try and get to all the various titles you have. But first off, what is a sex witch? What does a sex witch do?
Well, a sex witch is a person who acknowledges that sexuality is magical and transformative, and the witch part is really about being okay and descending into both the dark and rising into the light energies of existence. A witch is a rebel, is an activist, and so you know, sexuality has been very repressed, and so it's kind of like a little bit of a rebellion of sex and witch.
Because I suppose people's notion of what a witch is someone who casts spells. So does a sex witch cast sex witch spells?
Absolutely. We're casting spells all the time with our intentions.
Right.
Our wishes.
And what kind of spells then would you cast as a sex witch?
Well, I did cast a spell to come to Europe, and I'm in Europe now.
So. Okay.
and you can use your sexuality, your sexual energy, your embodiment to support that, because my whole theory is that when you're fully embodied and you feel your intention and your spells in yourselves, in all of your emotional body, that it's more likely to manifest, and that is the magic of it.
Okay. What's that to do with sex?
Well, sex is an embodied experience, and sexual energy is the most powerful energy that we have access to, because it's the energy that we're created from. So it's like our innate base energy. And so when we utilize that powerful force, it's like rocket fuel for our magic and for our spellcrafting and for our intentions and for life to inspire us and feel alive.
So can we use, if you like, our sex energy in other forms of our life? Could you, you know, if say you wanted to pass an exam, for instance, could you use your sex energy to help you pass the exam?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's also important to recognize how you're using your sexual energy. Because, I mean, I'm studied in Tantra, or Neo-Tantra, and Tantra is all about using your sexual energy as a way of channeling intention and life force into the things that you want to do. But it's different from depleting yourself. So if you're having a lot of sex and you find that you're exhausting yourself, there's ways that you can learn to adjust it so that it's instead charging you up and empowering you rather than depleting you. And this is something you learn in Tantra. It's about sublimating and bringing energy up into the heart and up into the body. It's like we're batteries, you know, and then you're charging your battery rather than draining it.
Yes. So just going back to my example there, if, say, you had a really hard maths exam coming up and you wanted to use your sex energy to help you pass the exam, to do that, do you have to have sex, or can you just use the sex energy and channel it directly onto the maths paper?
Well, yeah, the classmates might think you're a bit strange because you're sitting there.
They don't have to know.
Well, because sex energy is embodied, it's really activated through movement and sound and focus.
Okay, yeah? That would look weird at the exam. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, but you could do it before that. You could, have an experience where you put some music on maybe and dance erotically and get all your energy and your body open, and then you could be more focused and more trusting when you did your maths exam, because often we get really stuck in our heads and we start to overthink things.
Right.
And when we get in our bodies, whether it's a workout or having sex or anything, dancing, it brings you into a deeper wisdom of the body, because a lot of our information is also stored in our body as well, in our unconscious. So.
Now, you would also class yourself as pansexual and ecosexual. Can you explain to us what those two terms mean?
Yeah. I've been asked this a lot lately. All right. So pansexual is simply about being open to all of life. So really, you know, to kind of attraction to anyone, really. It doesn't have, it could be a man, a woman, or someone who defines themselves as something else entirely, a different gender.
Yeah.
Or non-gender. And ecosexuality is all about finding pleasure in nature and connecting to nature in a subtly erotic way. For me, it's not that I'm up, you know, rubbing myself on trees or anything. It's being able to sit next to a tree and connect with the tree energetically and feel the orgasmic nature of life itself, of existence itself. Because
okay.
In Tantra, we talk about how we are orgasmic in our nature. Our cells are vibrating, our bodies are vibrating. And so there's a difference between being orgasmic and having an orgasm. They're two different phenomenons in
right.
a way.
So you wouldn't rub yourself against a tree, but you'd think about it.
Hey, well, you know, maybe I'd rub myself against a tree.
Now, at the workshop that you're going to be running in Killorglin, as I understand it, there's going to be things like praying at love altars, erotic dance workshops, and using crystals and sex toys. What's praying at a love altar? What does that involve?
Well, I didn't really say that. That was interpreted that way. We have, in all workshops, we have altars, and those altars are, you know, just like in church, really, the altar becomes a portal and a place of prayer. And so when you set up a love altar, it's another place of prayer that's dedicated to your love or your sexuality. Like sometimes I set up a sensuality altar, and I will dance next to that as a dedication and a prayer to my sensuality.
Yeah. Now, your workshop, is it for women? Is it for women and men? Is it, you know, does it matter what gender you are or what gender you define yourself as?
Yeah, the one I'm doing in Ireland is particularly for women. The workshops I've been doing in the rest of Europe are for everyone. So yeah, in Ireland just for women this time, but I plan on coming back and sharing more of this work.
Okay, and why have you decided just to do it for women in Ireland? Do you think they're particularly taxed in this regard?
No, it was more that an opportunity came up, and then I really trust that. I trust what opportunities arise is where my heart is supposed to go. And I have a beautiful woman in Ireland helping me to put this workshop on, and it just felt right.
Right,
to
okay.
To women.
And is it for the weekend kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Friday night, a Saturday, and a Sunday.
Yeah, and so when at the end of that weekend, what would be your hope for these women? That they're going to go home to their partners if they have one, and do what to them?
Well, firstly, my intention and the general outcome of these workshops is that these women feel more liberated in themselves, more authentic in who they are, more embodied and trusting of their emotions and their feelings and their pleasure, and to really feel like the empowerment of that. And how they take that home could be that they feel more confident and they know more deeply what they want, and they can go home to their partners, or they can do it for themselves, go and create that. So if they want more pleasure, then they make that happen. If they want more freedom or to love their bodies more deeply because they're critical of, you know, of their form, then, you know, they step out of it and they feel liberated and more free.
Shani, somebody texted in to say, I'll be 80 next year, 80. Can I go to this workshop?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why shouldn't she?
Of course.
We also got a text in from a maths teacher saying, I don't think I need the sex energy of 30 17-year-old boys flying at me tomorrow. Fair enough, I would have thought. Shani, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That's Shani Marie there. That all takes place on September the 29th in Killorglin, County Kerry. We're going to take a break. After that, words we don't use anymore.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank? Having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworksIreland.ie/movetogas.